Wallace Wally Gillum, Akron, Ohio. Wally wrote the first edition big book story, Fired Again. He was an early Akron AA sponsored by Ty M. from Milwaukee and Dr. Bob. His wife was Annabelle. His daughter attended King's School in Akron. Wally checked into the possibility of having meetings at King's School when AA outgrew Dr. Bob's house. Wally and Annabelle helped many alcoholics in their home. His story appears on page 325 in the first edition of the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous. Probably Wally first entered AA in May of 1937, but one source says October 1938. But after several years, he slipped and had a hard time getting back. He was an engineer. He must have been handsome. One Akron member described him as having iron gray hair and looking like President Warren Harding. He described himself as a man of extremes. When he learned to dance, he had to go dancing every night. When he worked or studied, he wanted no interruptions. And, of course, when he drank, he could never stop until he was drunk. He started getting drunk before he was 16. Wally must have been a good worker because he rarely had a problem finding a job and often was rehired by the same company and given another chance. But he was fired again and again. He was once fired from the WPA, that is Works Progress Administration, a federal job program instituted during the Depression of the 1930s. He was irritated by efforts to help him. His family once persuaded him to enter a sanitarium for 30 days. He left with firm resolve never to drink again. Before he left the sanitarium, he answered an advertisement for an engineer in Akron and after an interview got the job. In about 3 months, he was out of a job again. Finally, a neighbor who had heard of Dr. Bob's work told his wife Annabelle about it, and she went to see Dr. Bob. Soon, Wally was hospitalized by Dr. Bob and began his recovery.